Where do you see this all heading as you talk about all these new agents coming in? How are we going to sort this out?
Well, that's going to be a major challenge. I think this is just the first of several agents I'll tell you about. We need to be as selective as we can be in the laboratory. We need to look at these agents. We need to look at their biochemical profiles quite carefully. But of course, what really matters is what they do once they're in cells. Certainly some preclinical models can help us, though they won't help us differentiate these agents as much as we would like. We are getting more sophisticated in the preclinical studies we're doing, using multiple animal models, you know, genetic models, tumors growing in animals with specific genetic mutations. So we are beginning to figure out who might respond and who might not. You know, for example, do these agents work in patients with RAS mutations where we know the EGFR inhibitors might not work? But really what's going to be involved is the early clinical studies to try to get a sense for, are these agents active as single agents? Do they work in patients who might not be standard responders or benefit usually from the standard EGFR inhibitor? So might these agents work better in a patient who's a big-time smoker? Might they work in someone who has a RAS mutation? These are things that need to be studied. But I think the sorting out's going to occur, you know, in the clinic. And I think this drug is moving forward to phase 3. Of all the agents in lung cancer, it's probably the one with the most data that I know of. But there are several other agents that are going to move very quickly from phase 1 or phase 2 and other tumor types to phase 3s in lung cancer. The best examples of those are the Bayer drug, BAY439006, which is basically moving forward. That's just recently approved in renal cancer. It's a dual inhibitor of VEGF receptor R2 and of RAF. I think it goes by the name sorafenib, and it's going forward in studies in lung cancer in combination with carboplatin paclitaxel versus carboplatin paclitaxel alone. That's been talked about as a phase 3 study. And there's another drug called AZD2171, which is a small molecule inhibitor of vascular endothelial growth factor, oral agent, which is also being tested with carboplatin paclitaxel in a randomized setting. Of course, those trials with carboplatin paclitaxel would be first-line studies. But, you know, as an investigator, I can tell you that one has to look at these agents and ask, which one? Can we study them all? Not everything can go to phase 3. I personally am very interested in surrogate endpoints and in trying to understand in the earliest phase 1 trials which agents are active and why.